Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we ponder throughout the Advent season, there is a triple dynamism. Christ comes toward us, we run out to meet him, and then together with him, we head into the world to continue his mission. Today in the readings, we see all of those elements anew. As Jesus is coming to us, he says, "Come to me. Come with all your problems. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I'll give you rest." It's an incredible Advent promise, one that he wants to fulfill by coming into the world in Bethlehem, one he wants to fulfill every single day as he comes to us in the sacraments and prayer, in his holy word and others, and one that he wants to fulfill forever when he comes in the clouds of heaven or at the end of our life, whichever comes first. "Come to me, you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you repose." But the type of repose that he's going to give us is not a cruise on the Caribbean in which we've got a whole group of butlers coming to serve us every day. How's he going to give us the rest? "Take my yoke upon you, learn from me." First thing, take my yoke, and his yoke is the yoke of the cross. "And learn from me on the cross, for I'm meek and humble of heart." Jesus gives us the cross as a particular caress, not as a curse. From the cross, he says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened." What do we learn from him on the cross? We learn that meekness. We learn that humility. Advent is all about these two qualities. Meekness. Meekness is a certain interior strength. It's a self-mastery. It's a self-discipline. We don't have to lord anything over others. We're able to be strong exactly where we are. We're like, as I am accustomed to say, a martial arts expert, where we know we can take anyone. And so when they're sort of harassing us in one way or the other, we can just deflect. We don't have to teach them a lesson because we've got that interior strength. That's what meekness is. It's not weakness. It's a strength that doesn't have to show its force. It's an agility to work through circumstances because you know of that inner power. And then humility. What do we prepare for during Advent except the incredible humility of God, where even though he was King of Kings, he was born in a borrowed cave, placed in an ancient animal dish, wrapped not in purple and gold clothing, but in swaddling clothes, kept warm, not by fires, not by servants, but by animals. Jesus wants us to learn his meekness, that power that he had within always, that humility, going very, very small throughout the season. It's a crucial lesson for us who labor and are burdened in order to be able to find rest. Jesus says that his yoke is easy and his burden light. On one level, that's a total lie. His yoke, objectively, often can be crushing. His burden, the heaviest thing we've ever had to carry. But at a deeper level, when we do it with his meekness, when we do it with his humility, when we do it with his love, joined to him, then it actually does become easy and light. Talk to any mom who really loves children, even though she might come home exhausted from work. It's not as burdensome to prepare a dinner for those you love as to prepare a dinner for those you don't love. It's the love that changes everything. And that's what the Lord wants us to assume as we take our burdens and labors, unite them to His saving work, find them not alienating experiences, but truly enriching experiences, because they're helping Him save the world. And as long as we know what we're doing has meaning, then everything changes. As Jesus comes to us and He says, "Come to Me," with all your labors and your burdens, He's not saying, "I'm going to take them away." He's saying, "I'm going to give you an ability to find rest even in the midst of these labors if you unite them to Me. Come to Me. If you unite them to My humility, if you unite them to My meekness, if you unite them to My cross." First reading, Isaiah gives us a prophecy of how everything changes once we take our labors and our burdens to the Lord. First, it talks about God. It says, "Do you not know, or have you not heard?" For us, it would be, "Don't you remember? The Lord is the eternal God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't grow faint nor grow weary, and His knowledge is beyond scrutiny." The Lord who comes to us is the Lord of all power and strength. He doesn't grow weary or faint. And He wants to unite us to that strength. And Isaiah goes on, "He gives strength to the fainting. For the weak He makes vigor abound." And then a couple beautiful images, especially for a daily mass crowd. "Though young men like me faint and grow weary, and youths stagger and fall." Just think about the energy we once had when we were younger. Okay? "They that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They'll soar as with eagle's wings, because their hearts will be lifted up. They will run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint." That there'll still be that inner drive, because it's no longer going to be coming from our own power. It's going to be coming from the Lord. You know, I'm asked a lot, "How do you do it? How are you, pastor? How do you speak everywhere? How do you do all this writing? How do you do it?" And it's just like, I pray every morning. I receive Jesus Christ in Holy Communion every day. I regularly go to confession. I get my strength from Him. A lot of the times when we're tempted to throw in that white towel, when we're discouraged, when we're weighed down, it's a sign that we're not really united with the Lord in those experiences, because when we are, what Isaiah says here is true. We get the energy to keep going. At the beginning of Mass today, we made a special prayer. "Grant in Your kindness, Almighty God, that no infirmity may weary us as we long for the comforting presence of our heavenly physician." That's our prayer. That as we're longing for the coming of the divine physician, we may not weary, we may not fall asleep, we may not become drowsy or fail to be alert, but from the strength that comes through union with Him, run continuously into that embrace of the One who says, "Come to Me with all your burdens." Because none of our burdens are enough to separate us from that love of the Lord. He wishes to strengthen us, to be able to unite them to His saving work, to take His yoke upon us and place our burdens on Him. This is the gospel. This is what we prepare for every Advent in a triple way. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Now and forever.